on, woman. Hit your Wayne drop.
Which one?
Hit your Wayne drop. Like Lil Wayne getting on the track.
If you said Snoop, I would have known what the fuck you're talking about. Is that okay?
Welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
Come on, Wiz Kajina. Thank you for checking out another episode. Hopefully you were staying.
High and right.
And positive vibes as always. If you want to check us out, link is in the description of the podcast. Yeah. Hopefully everybody's doing okay. There's a lot of bullshit going on in the world, unfortunately. Ooh. But hopefully you still find at least one thing to smile about every day. Feel blessed that you're alive each and every day. And just keep on trying and keep on rocking, man. Yes. So, babe, what's been going on with us?
Oh my God, what has been going on?
Yeah.
Okay, tell.
No, I'm asking you. Oh, you start to, yeah, you tell the people. You do better at storytelling than I do.
What do you want me to tell them?
I don't know, man, shit. Hopefully you didn't lose digits or anything stupid. Oh, yeah. Like that one brother lighting a Pikachu.
It is to
his, like that brother lighting a Pikachu in his bedroom.
Oh my. I don't know what that
dumbass
is.
Dumbass, anyway.
it's July. 4th of July. Jesus.
We've been busy. That seems to be our new moniker here lately. Man.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't pay the fucking water bill. I forgot to pay the fucking water bill.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. And I called this morning, and I was like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. Oh, man, and the holiday and everything, and it just slipped my mind. And she's like,
he was out of town. And
she's like, it's okay.
Listen.
A lot of them have said that today. I'm like, okay, thanks.
We're all loyal customers. They know we're loyal customers.
Yeah, we got to
pay. Especially with
a
garden and everything. Shit.
Yeah, we pay quite a bit. Thank God we don't have a pool.
No, fuck that. Nope.
It'd be way worse.
Nope. Better go to the Y. Quit playing. Shit. Fuck out of here.
Shit, I got two kids that have pools.
Right.
I'm coming over.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay. So
the water bill's paid.
Yeah, the water bill's paid.
Yay!
With the fucking $4 late fee. But it's paid. Yeah. I felt bad. I couldn't talk him out of it, so.
Couldn't flash a boob over the phone.
No.
Yeah.
She was so sweet, though, so I didn't want to mess with it. Take my money. Okay, so, yeah, we did. We left. We said, fuck it, and we
You got to talk into the mic, baby.
I know. I'm thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, we left.
Yeah, we went to Texas to see our oldest son.
Yeah.
And hang out as a whole big, goofy, happy family.
Oh, my goodness, wasn't we?
Yep, it was all of us. All 7 and a half.
Yes.
Because we got the grandbaby on the way in September. By the way, quick disclaimer. Normally, we take our midsummer break in July into August. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're going to go ahead and roll on through August because the baby is due in September. So, we're going to take it late this year.
Yeah.
So.
So, we can, I don't know, look at a baby. Yeah. Okay, so, we got to go to Texas. And it was a really great time this time.
Sure was.
There was no babies to deal with, screaming, you know, drama, tension. There was none of it. No, it was. We had a blast. We
yeah,
were able
man.
To do whatever we wanted, and
we packed the whole family. It was me. It was me and Babe and our son Kyle and Janae and her baby daddy and her baby in her belly.
Yeah, all of us.
And we went down there and hooked up with Caleb and had us a good time. Man, got to run around and do shit. One of the first places, what we do, break everything down.
Oh, we got there. The first thing we did was got in the pool. Yep. I think within 5 minutes, Janae had her swimsuit on.
Fam, I wasn't even done putting stuff in the bedroom. I looked out. I said, where's everybody at? Look out the window.
All
they all already out in the pool. I said, damn.
That's what we do. The first thing we do when we get there, we just go out in the backyard. Ooh, fuck the house. We go in the backyard. Hi, what's up? And then we chill out there for like hours.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's just a nice place out there. I don't know, in the backyard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did that, and then
grilled at the same time,
out.
And Caleb has some friends come through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Caleb's new girl that he's talking to came through. Not came through. Anyways, whatever. Fucking Hobie.
Go.
Oh, but we gotta go. The next day we went downtown and ate at Yolk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Restaurant called Yolk, downtown Fort Worth. Man.
It was okie doke.
Valet park for some damn breakfast. What kind of shit is this, man?
We did. We valet parked.
Oh, my God.
It was fun. And then we got to walk all around downtown.
Had to put a highlight reel and put it on our social media so people could see a little bit of what we're talking about.
Yeah. You do that. And then, let's see. Then we went to Topgolf.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah, Topgolf was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Babe.
What?
We got to work on your swing.
I'm sure.
We got
to. I don't golf. I'm sure everybody that don't golf needs to work on their swing.
Got
to
work on your swing. And then, yeah, our daughter's baby daddy, he needed some left-handed clubs in a right-handed world. You know what's so fucked up? Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Our daughter didn't even know he was left-handed until 2 months ago. None of them did. We're sitting here at the house one night, and I'm like, and I forgot what the conversation was. I said, well, y'all got to remember he's left-handed. And y'all looked at me like I was crazy.
I don't know.
I was like, he's left-handed. Why? Hello, people.
When we sit there and play Skippo, I think he's blind. So I don't know.
Janae looking at me like, you're fucking crazy, Dad. You know, crazy. Mm-hmm. And then she realizes right after, like, holy shit, he is left-handed. Oh, my God. Like, girl, you like 5 months pregnant. You just now realize your baby daddy left-handed. What the hell's wrong with you?
They're all trying to teach him how to bowl right-handed and he's left.
Yeah, because my dad didn't know it either. Because my dad went with us. We went bowling and stuff before we left, too, y'all. Yeah, as a family. And I was like, Dad, he's left-handed. He was like, wow, damn, shit, really? Yeah, Dad.
Like it's a curse. Porcelain. Like,
yeah, he's a lefty. I mean, he's got to do everything backwards. He's a southpaw, bro. You know what I'm saying? Then he started bowling. That was the first time he's ever bowled, too. He had bowled strikes when he switched to his left hand.
Yeah.
Bowled him a couple strikes. I said, see, there you go. Now you have some bragging rights. You tell everybody you bowled a strike your first time playing.
Yeah. Yeah, the funny thing about him is he's had a lot of firsts with us.
Yeah.
And he's...
First baby, first... No shit. Jesus.
I was...
Low motherfucker.
So not shit. Going there. Mm. I was going like... Leaving the
first
stage
grandchild, doing, first you know, everything, damn,
things like that. But okay, and he's just like a kid, and I just,
of course, they are.
I'm like,
they both are. I mean, they're 20 year olds.
In one hand, I'm like, God, you know, I'm happy that you're getting to experience all this stuff now, but. Jeez, I'm so sad that you didn't get to.
He's got to cram some of that shit in now.
And then on the other hand, I'm like, dude, you better grow the fuck up real quick because you're going to be a dad in 2 months. Yeah. I mean, like, geez.
That's true. So but you know like what a, I think? You know, I think, know. No, I get exactly what you're saying. And that's definitely a concern. But it's not so much a concern to me on the flip side, too, because I think it's a gift and a curse of the fact that he... Even though he still has a lot of kid in his system, and both of them do. Don't get it twisted.
They do.
They're 20-year-olds. So, but with him in particular, I think it's a gift and a curse that he still has a lot of kid in his system because he gets to be a kid with his kid and at the same time grow with his child.
Grow as well. So they're both learning at the same time, which is great.
Yeah.
So I just wish he'd speed it up just and really quickly,
faster. Well, you already know he ain't gonna have a whole lot of choice fucking with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I be talking to him his little ass. You know? Mm-hmm. I do. But we are fortunate that he is a good kid. They're kids.
Yes.
You know, they're just kids. They're young. You know, they're good. There's gonna be some bumps in the road. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it goes. But I've always been preaching to him as much as you have. It's just, you know, focus. Whether you guys are together or not, I told him this to his face. Whether you guys are together or not, it ain't about none of that shit. It's going to be about your daughter, period. The end. I don't want to hear about nothing else.
Mm-hmm. All day.
Yep. So, Topgolf.
Yeah, we did Topgolf, and then we went back to the pool.
More party.
Ate some pool, or we ate some pizza, and you guys watched
UFC.
UFC.
Yeah.
And, shit, I just stayed outside the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah, and so did our other son, Kyle, to the point he got bit in the nuts. So.
Yes. So, well, one of Caleb's friends fed Kyle.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, slow down now. This is already sounding kinky.
Right now. So one of Caleb's friends fed Kyle some edibles, and she's like, here. She's like, you can do three. You're good enough. And Kyle was out like a light.
So much so. Yeah, I ain't gonna bring up certain parts of the night, but and certain people that was there, but it's kind of funny because, you know, homeboy that was there, you know, come out when he was leaving and start cracking the fuck up, seeing himself. I said, just let him sleep, dude. He ain't getting up, man.
Oh man, that he was hilarious because he came out and was talking to somebody else outside, and then I guess when he first got there or something. And then he comes over to me because I'm in the pool and I'm just sitting on the, you know, steps. Mm-hmm. He comes over to the pool and he's like, you're Caleb's mom? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh my God, you are banging mom. And I'm like, Caleb's mom's banging. And I'm like, thanks.
That's a compliment.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
He's like, wow. And then he goes inside and I'm like, holy shit. What the fuck was that? And I, as soon as I got straight out the pool, went in and put clothes on.
What? Like, shit. No. I was going to say something, but I can't say it right now.
I'm like, no.
I was going to say something, but I'm like, hey, you know, that's just helping a bit.
Like, wow, okay.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, I don't get mad at shit like that. Shit.
I take it
as a badge of honor. Shit, man. It'd be, you know.
He wasn't into me like that.
Fellas, listen. The fellas that are listening right now, you already know. You don't want to be that guy that, I mean, you should be kind of wondering and alarmed. And I'm not dissing. I'm not saying something crazy or out of pocket. At least I don't feel like I'm about to say something like that. But you don't want to be that guy that's with a woman that don't get compliments or, you know. You know what I'm getting at, y'all. You know what I'm getting at. Nobody wants the ugly wife, man. I'm sorry.
I normally don't get compliments.
Nobody wants that. That's because they scared when I'm around. Now, had I been sitting there, he wouldn't have said it.
They're scared of me, period.
He wouldn't have said shit.
People are scared of me for some reason.
Big black man and his imposing figure standing and sitting next to his vanilla damsel.
Okie dokie.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's going to be the name of this episode. Mom is banging, y'all. She ain't banging y'all. She banging me, but she banging y'all. Yeah, man. So the next day, we went to the Japanese Tea Garden. But, man, listen, that Texas heat, fam, check this out, bro. No, and more no. I become the biggest pussy in the world this time of year. I couldn't even get through half that place. I didn't realize how fucking huge it was, though.
I didn't either.
Japanese Tea Garden in Fort Worth, Texas. But the portions that we did see was really fucking cool.
Right. It was really pretty. We got there like, 10:30? And it was
already 115 degree.
We left at like 12:30. And we only got halfway through. And I thought it was very confusing.
I don't even think it was half.
Yeah, it was halfway through.
Shit.
Because the cafe was halfway.
And then
we were just right past the cafe.
Yeah.
So we didn't get very far.
Yo, it was hot, man.
It was tiring.
Yeah.
But everything was just really beautiful. That heat and that just...
The humidity.
Sucked everything out of us. Real quick.
Man, listen. It's been too damn hot, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Too hot. Shout out to the people that work outdoors, man. I got a whole lot of love for y'all, man, for real, man. I used to do it back in the day. And where I work now, it be hot, but it don't be hot like it be outside hot. Fuck that, man. It used to be. It definitely used to be. Used to be worse. But yeah, man, shout out to y'all that can endure that shit, man. I give y'all all the fucking power and credit in the world for that shit.
Yeah, Kyle was, well, he works out in it, and
yeah, he works construction, so yeah.
He didn't get enough to drink last week, and he come in, he's like, "Mom, it hurts to pee." I'm like, dude.
Man, yeah, that's not. I'm like, drink enough water, bro.
Dehydrated.
Yeah. I said, you gotta be careful.
You need to drink. You need to get that flushed. Need to get it flushed now. And he did. He listened to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he was with me most of the day, so it was like, drink, 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 drink.
Mom, I am.
Yeah. The whole day.
Yep. Chug that agua, man. And right before we even left, as a quick side note, man. My black Scythe Mickelson ass was at the driving range. I got a quick gripe, man, and this sounds like a place of privilege like a motherfucker. We need more driving ranges with awnings. Come the fuck on, bruh. I'm not trying to hit a bunch of golf balls with the sun beating down my fucking back. I'm just not doing it. Man, before we left, I told Babe, it was literally not even a couple hours before we got on the road. I was like, I didn't think I was going to make it. She's like, what you talking about? I said, I went over to the range, and I didn't think I was going to make it. When I got to the bottom of that bucket, I was like, oh, shit. I'm about to go down like I did in that bathroom years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I was about to go down, man. It's been hot, man. Yeah, man, had to get some fluids in him.
Yeah, he was way low on fluids. And I'm like, you got to... He did really good, because by the end of the night, he was finally able to
bounce back.
And it not hurt no more.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no.
Shit, man. But yeah, shout out to y'all to work out in this shit, man.
Got
I couldn't
to
do
drink.
It. Yeah. Drink that water, bruh. Drink that water. It's already a resource that's running out and being monetized. So
a good amount.
Shout out to the $4 late fee.
Right.
Fuck, man.
A good idea to know how much water to drink. You drink half your body weight in water.
When?
On a normal day.
In a day?
So if it's like...
Ain't nobody doing that. Wait, half your body weight? Where did you get that fact from?
That's just what it is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm looking that up while you talk about that. But see, you got to drink half your body weight a day?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't going to work for a brother like me.
You need it.
I'm not drinking that much. I drink a shit ton of water all the time. All I drink is water and beer. That's all I drink. And I drink 80% water and 20% beer, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I chug the shit out of water every day. And I'm growing some fresh cucumbers. They've been going in my thermos, aquarium water every
day. But you do, like they tell you to do 8 ounces a day or whatever. That's not going to clean anything out of you.
Drink half. Said in general, you should try to drink between half an ounce and an ounce of water for each pound you weigh. Okay, I was about to say, wait a minute. Ain't nobody going to drink like me. I'm a little over 200 and something pounds. I'm like what am I at right now? 210, 212. I fluctuate because of sweating. So I go from like 210 to 205 to 212 to 2. I'm not drinking 100 pounds of water. I'm going to die.
100 ounces.
That's what I'm saying. But you were saying, well, maybe I misunderstood.
Half your body weight.
Yeah. That in ounces.
Yes.
Yeah, not in pounds.
Good for you.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
You
had me confused.
Now.
You had me confused
okay.
for a
oh,
second.
I'm
I was confused, man. You're it's that second hand. Second hand. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Now you get it?
Yeah, but how come you don't drink enough water? You drink tea. You drink too much tea.
That is fucking water.
See, this is an argument she has with me all the time, people. Getting you fired up already. Look, you gotta drink some more clear water, man. Clear water. It's not so brown and tan looking. It's better for you.
No, it's the same. Actually, it's better. Better in my form because it's herbs in there enhancing my water.
Talk your shit there, queen.
I just did. Thank you.
So, transition into the garden, man.
Yeah, it's pretty out there.
It's pretty hot out there for sure. Too damn hot, man.
It is too hot, though.
Yeah.
We have to wait till the...
I'll be trying to water in the mornings before I go to work.
About
I'll be
7
like, nah.
in the evening when I can get out there.
Excuse me.
And tolerate it.
Mm-hmm. But we got our cucumbers. They popping up. We got some tomatoes growing.
Tomatoes are popping up. Great. Yeah.
Got some okras finally popping out.
Yeah.
They getting popping. Got to get them cut and breaded and frozen.
Yeah. Getting all the herbs dried.
Yep.
and getting all those bundled up and, yeah, lots of things are just going on out there.
Mm-hmm. I just bagged a shit ton of spinach and kale.
The passion flower is going crazy.
Man, that shit growing randomly wherever it wants, man.
Oh, my God.
Last year, we had it strategically planted in the pot, and this year, it is just spiking up all over the place.
No, like I planted it in the ground in a spot.
Well, yeah, that's it, strategically
and in I'm like, spot. You motherfucker did not come back in that spot, but it did come back in that spot like a week ago. A whole bunch of them. I have this thing. I have it coming out of so many fucking random places. And I had no idea. The thing was supposed to come back on vine. Or on the, no, it doesn't.
It creates new vines every year.
Goes wherever it wants.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, like that damn honeysuckle. Same thing.
The honeysuckle I keep contained.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, this is different this year with the passion flower, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is different this year because that motherfucker did just, because there at the beginning, just to kind of give everybody a little quick backstory on that, at the beginning of the season, though, Gina was worried that it wasn't going to grow back. She's like, well, I don't know what the fuck's going on with it.
Yeah, I don't know what happens. And now it's fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I'm having to direct it. I'm like, you got to go to this little fence. Go to this little fence.
And it's like,
I'll tell you where to go from there.
Go where I want.
And they do. They mind. No, they mind. They go. But they have to get a certain length to go.
They need a little persuasion.
And then someone will grab onto something over here. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And then I have to untwine them and...
Man, they grow enough tendrils to pinch the motherfuckers off and move.
I feel bad when I do. It's like their arm. I just cut their arm off. I feel bad.
I do
so
it.
So I don't.
So that's why she don't see me do it.
We've got these stupid Japanese beetles just fucking up my rose bush. And I've been trying to get them, every chance I can.
Mm-hmm.
And what I need to do is go out there in the evening.
And take a flamethrower to it?
It will, no.
That'll take care of it.
I need to go out there and take some water in a dish and just throw them in it. But what I've been trying to do is I've been trying to cut them in half, and that sometimes don't work out too well.
Yeah, especially when they start overpopulating shit, yeah.
So I've been trying to do that.
We'll spray it down then.
No, we don't need to spray it down because we can't. I don't want other pollinators. I'm just going to have to do them by hand. Honey, we have to just do what we can.
Okay. Take a vacuum.
Woo, that's exciting.
I'm just saying.
That may be fun.
Handheld vacuum. little quick gardening tip for you guys. You can use a handheld vacuum. It's got enough suction in it. Yeah.
Yes.
You just suck them off. Yeah.
You can
sounds pause. Suck them off.
Right. You can use an electric toothbrush to pollinate your tomatoes. I just use my fingers because it's just more intimate.
Oh, I just only have one request. Please don't get a flower tattoo on you anywhere. Please.
Me?
Yes, you. Don't do it.
Why? Can I have a flower?
No, man.
Can I pick the flower?
No.
I'll let you pick the flower.
No. Just no. Oh, man. But yes. But yeah, we do got some stuff growing out there we're excited about, man. So, and our peppers is going too, man. So.
Oh, the peppers are going fucking insane. They're so fucking beautiful. I mean, just absolutely big. I got these gigantic ones, and they're just so big. I was like, oh, my God. I did that. Excitement.
That's what she said about me the first time we met. But yeah, man.
Yeah, okay.
Don't do that. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. All right, baby. So, yeah, transitioning on. July 24th, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, July 24th.
If you are here locally in Wichita, Kansas, July 24th, we will be at what?
Hayesville.
Hayesville.
Can You let me prepare? Jeez.
I am letting you prepare by bringing it up.
Okay, hold on.
But yes, we will be in Hayesville July 24th. That is a...
Sunday, July
24th. Sunday.
From 4 to 10 at Riggs Park, Hayesville.
Riggs Park.
Red Cross will be there.
We'll be there.
They'll start at 2 p.m., actually. And for their blood drive. There's going to be bands, MJ12, and a couple other ones.
And I'm going to talk to a couple other people, too, to see if they want to come over and jam. So, fellow musicians that are listening out here right now,
Yes. Check
this out, man. I'm going to put this out here. Y'all just get in contact with us. We will have a jam tent.
Yes,
we sponsored by the Interracial Odd Couple and Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Yay!
So make sure you bring your acoustic instruments and whatever you want to get down on, man, and just come jam for some folks.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, man. And we're not charging. It's free. Just come do your thing.
And if you stop by the tent, you can get a free gift if you show your instrument.
Yep. Got something special. It ain't that kind of special yet. We don't need to do. We don't need WPD. You know, it ain't like that, player.
That is just a thank you for blessing us.
For just coming
with
out,
your talent.
Yeah, coming out and you know spreading your talent and you know supporting each other.
Yep,
you know, just supporting each other.
Meeting new people or hanging out with your old peoples.
Yep,
no matter. Come on out.
Yep.
Have fun. Be tons of vendors. Like I said, there'll be
bands
in the evening.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell my son, too. It's like, if you're in town, you might find you a flower power girlfriend with no kids.
Yeah. So exciting.
Scantily dressed.
Y'all are so cute.
Scantily clad.
I know. There'll be, Ritania's bus. She's got a bus that she completely redone. And you go in and you can purchase her plants and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Absolutely the one that we met
adorable.
At Kichai.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
She'll be there. Absolutely adorable. Tons and tons of vendors. Well, there might be some flame throwing action or those flame spinners or fire spinners or I don't know. They might be there. We also might have some magicians there. There'll be dancers there.
What kind of dances are we talking about?
I don't remember their names.
Are we supplying some poles, or what are we doing?
I'm
kidding, I'm kidding.
I'm not sure.
I'm kind of kidding. Let me call Janae.
I think they're belly dancers, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to call her daughter, see who's available.
Janae's like, I wanted to do that, but I can't. I have a belly.
Yeah, no shit, girl.
Yeah. Not for you. But yeah, it's gonna be a really good time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things going on. I think they're providing free water to make sure everybody stays hydrated. So a lot of things are going on. Lots of food trucks.
But make sure you visit Gina's Herbal Kitchen on Facebook for some of the links and details, too. Because we got it posted on there as well. So come out, check some shit out, man. Come buy something. If you don't want to buy something, just come by and say what's up, man.
Yes.
Just come by and do that, man. I know it's hot. Bring your umbrella because I'll have mine. I ain't playing with y'all.
Yeah.
Shit, I am not playing. Not playing. All right, baby. Anything you want to tell everybody before we get off of this episode and get out of here?
Stay hydrated. It's too fucking hot.
Yeah, ma'am.
It is too hot. So drink. Drink lots of water.
I'm with you on that, man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is what I got to say. See how you react to this. Hold on. Hold on a second. Let me turn the volume up on
that. Fact of life. Women always have more questions than men have answers to. Great example of this. 6-7 months ago, I get a text one day. The text says, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. I walk into the kitchen where my wife is. I said, hey, I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. She said, was he driving? I said, I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. Were Carol and the kids in the car with him? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. Were the people in the other car hurt? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. What hospital did they take him to? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. She said, Well, you don't know anything. What do you know? I know you need to pray for Tom. I just got a text. Said he was in a bad way.
Yeah, I just thought I would share that with everybody.
Pray for Tom.
Yeah, just pray for Tom. That's all I got, man. Oh, man, yeah, man, I thought that was pretty funny, man, and I thought that was pretty relevant to people that do listen to relationship podcasts, so. Holy shit, man. But I hope everybody is doing the best they can out here and finding at least one thing to smile about every day, staying
high and right
and positive vibes as always.
Always.
Ah, man. And I don't want to get into full details or go down that and end it on a bad note or on a sad note, but we definitely want to send our prayers, love, and condolences to the shooting victims of Highland Park. So, man. But, all right, baby. I guess we're going to get off of here. Somebody get ready to put some dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. We hope you're having a good week, good weekend, whatever you are listening to this. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.